Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling. I'm Anna, and this is...
And I'm Stephanie.
Stephanie Scheller. We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about taking you to the next level in growing your income through sales training and coaching. On Black Belt Selling, we share content and we interview experts just like our ex today, to help you kick through those obstacles that are keeping you from reaching the next level in your business. Now, today we have an expert in inbound marketing, Tom Schwab. Tom, thank you for joining us today.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, our pleasure, our pleasure. Now, selling online has never been easier, but you say that making a profit has never been tougher. So when Michigan led the nation into recession, you were one of the first ones to harness a new strategy to build your direct-to-patient private pay business. Is that, did I get that right?
That's correct.
Okay. From a regional player to a national leader. So as an expert in inbound marketing, you help high potential entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and small business owners grow from obscure to acclaimed by empowering them to talk directly to their ideal customers. So this promises to be a very interesting, exciting episode today. So tell us about inbound marketing. I don't know that I'm really I've really thought about inbound marketing.
It's a buzz term, and a lot of people throw it around, but the question is, well, what's it mean? And sometimes I define it by what it's not. And I think a lot of us are used to marketing where it's someone trying to push something on you. You know, I've got something to sell, Anna, and I'm going to interrupt your favorite television show with a commercial for it. Stephanie, I've got something that I want to sell you, so I'm going to interrupt your favorite radio show with a commercial, or I'm going to put a billboard up there. And it's really a push, so I'm trying to push my product on you. Inbound's a flip side of that. It's the understanding that the internet here allows it so people are looking for answers. You know, nobody has ever liked to be sold, but everybody likes to buy. And that those people that can help somebody make a buying decision through offering advice, free content, and really being helpful. It's the idea that you're going to build the know, like, and trust. You're going to not only get that first transaction, but you're going to be seen as a thought leader, and you're going to get repeat transactions. So instead of just chasing a transaction, you'll start building a brand with that. And it's something that the strategy has been around for a long time of, you know, serving people and helping them. But I think now with the tools of the internet, it allows us to do it even easily and to more people.
Yeah, and I think it changes the conversation when you get into the sales conversation too, because they've come to you instead of you going to them. So when you go to someone else, they tend to be a little bit on guard. They expect to be sold. They expect to use all sorts of tactics. And when they come to you, usually they're much more open. Plus, you know, totally honest, it saves you a ton of time. If you're waiting for people to come to you and you do your inbound marketing well so you don't have to be sitting around twiddling your thumbs, then I think it's overall just a phenomenal, phenomenal concept.
And before the tools of the internet, it was hard to find enough people that were coming to you. But now with the digital revolution, we can find those people and serve them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I know you mentioned that podcasts work 25 times better than blogs. Tell me a little bit more.
Sure. It's content that drives your online sales and marketing engine, right? That's how you communicate with people out there. And when I built my business back in 2008 and 2009, blogs worked really well. You know, people read them. There weren't as many out there. And now I think if you talk to most people, they're not reading as many blogs. And while they're still important because Google looks at them on your site, most people aren't influenced by them. And a good blog will convert anywhere from 1% to 2%. So that means out of 100 people that read a blog, one or two of them will actually fill out a form and carry on the conversation further. And what we found is that podcasts specifically being a podcast guest, that traffic that comes back to your site will convert anywhere from 25 to 50%, right? So people hear you, they understand your message, and if they relate to that, they'll come back ready to engage with you. So it's just a much more rich, engaged form of communication, because all we're trying to do is really with any of our customers is start a conversation. You know, if you look at what marketing is at its basic, it's starting a conversation with somebody that could be an ideal customer.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I'm very active on Periscope, and I'm starting to do more with a lot more live broadcasting because that's a big trend, and it enables you to really, really talk directly to people who have an interest in what you have to say. And it's fascinating because right now there's a big trend among the groups that I hang out with, what they call social selling. It's being called social selling. And it's really that very concept about putting content out there and, you know, through mediums like what we have right here, the radio show, and also through all of the mediums that are now available, YouTube, and oh my goodness, and then all the live broadcasting streams that are starting to pop up everywhere. I know this wasn't one of the questions that you sent, but would you mind just kind of sharing a little bit your thoughts on something like social selling? Because it seems to line up right exactly with what you're talking about.
Very much so, and I may get this quote wrong, but Rand Fishkin from SEO Moz said something, and I think it was so spot on. He said the best way to sell something today is not to sell it, but to earn the trust and the attention and the respect of somebody that could benefit from your product or service. And so I think that's what social selling is all about, you know, being helpful, building that trust, having people recommend you, and then having people go, wow, I've got a problem that you could help me solve. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk wrote that book, Jab, 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 Right Hook. And I might have missed a jab or two in there. But I look at that as, you know, serve, 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 ask. You know, so if you're out there on social media answering people's questions, sharing helpful things, being a thought leader, all of a sudden people are going to look at you and say, wow, this person I can trust. They're a thought leader. They have the authority, and they're going to start looking to you to help solve their problems. And at that point, you're really serving and helping people, not selling. I think there's a fundamental shift. You know, we used to talk about the sales funnel and how to get people through the sales funnel. And I think now it's changed. How can you help people get through the buying funnel? And if you can be the one that helps them buy and solve their problem, solve their pain point, you're going to be the one that not only gets that initial transaction, but builds the lifetime value of the customer also.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, that's really where all marketing is going, isn't it? Just about building value for the customer. Now, we've got people that are probably curious, why would you want to be a guest instead of starting your own podcast? Why would that be valuable?
Well, Stephanie and Anna, I'm going to feel guilty when I tell this one, because the truth is that doing a podcast or a radio show, it's hard work. You know, what you guys are doing, I have an immense amount of respect for. You know, anybody that says it's easy has either never done it or never done it well. So I've looked at this and said, I could build my own podcast and take a lot of time and a lot of work to do it, or I could reach out to people that already have the audience that I want to speak to. You know, you guys talk sometimes about the person of influence. Well, every podcast host is a person of influence. They have influence over the people that listen to them. So what a great way to get more return on investment for your time to go around to different people of influence and talk to their audience. You know, right now there's 186,000 podcasts in the United States alone, and it's really more on-demand radio now. So with that, you can figure out which ones your customers or your ideal customers already listen to, and build relationships with those hosts so that you can get on the podcast and, you know, really talk to your ideal customers.
Positively, yeah. Stephanie, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I thought maybe you had something more to comment there, but no, I think you're absolutely right, and I think, you know, I was thinking over what we were going to talk about today, and I was like, hey, you know, we're going to get, you know, slaughtered with a list of people asking to come on after this. Everyone's going to be sitting there going, oh my gosh, we should go on the show now too. Let's get all this. But you're right. It's so much easier to go be a guest on someone else's show. You know, you don't have to put in the time to put together scripts. You don't put together the time to put together marketing. You basically just put it on your calendar and you show up, and it's great. And if you run the podcast properly, you help them run the podcast properly, then it can be really, really, really lucrative. So,
I'll share with you that podcast hosts can use this also. If you think about it, where would you find more podcast or on-demand radio listeners? Probably listening to other podcasts. So if you can get on other shows, introduce them to yours. But I always warn people that being on the show is only the first part.
Right.
You know, that's the event. But you need to find a way to allow people to get to know, like, and trust you, and then give them an opportunity to go from being a listener to being a visitor back to your site, and hopefully being a lead, so that it's all part of a process to build your business, just like any other sales campaign or marketing campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, Mom.
Oh, well, you know, it's just really, really interesting that you're talking about a couple of things that I find really critical when you're looking at podcasting. And podcasting is not hard in terms of, you know, you don't need to go out, you don't need to get a studio anymore, you don't need to buy expensive equipment, you don't need to go to the local radio station and pay $200, $300, or $500 for one spot and then a few commercials to go with it. I mean, this is something that you can establish yourself as an expert in your field just through establishing a podcast and then finding experts like you, Tom, because the fact of the matter is that when Stephanie introduced me to you and I started looking up your information, I thought, you know, what is inbound marketing? I had no clue. But actually, after what you're saying, I actually have been trying to do, I'm working on inbound marketing. I'm trying to make that happen. But see, we become smarter by bringing smart people like you on the podcast. You actually help us look good too. You know, it's, thank you.
Well, I think it was Fast Company magazine in the summer of 2015 did an article, and they called podcasting the new form of networking. Because think of all the amazing people that you meet being a host, that I meet being a guest. And if you talk about increasing your circle of influence or your network or your people of influence, it's a great way to do that. So if you're thinking about selling, we had one client that we worked with that he started his podcast, and then he reached out to his 50 ideal customers, people that he would love to sell to, and he asked them to be on his podcast and interview them. Now, they probably wouldn't have given him a half hour for a sales call, but they'd give him a half hour to talk to his audience, and after that, he built a relationship. And he said then it wasn't a cold sales call. They already knew him. You know, they talked to him. So it was a warm lead into that. So just looking at that medium is a great way to do this. And everybody has something to say. While you might not be a perfect interviewee, a guest for every podcast, there's some that would be thrilled to have you on there. The idea is just to find out who you want to talk to, figure out your area of expertise. And those are really the first two fundamental pillars that we teach in the six steps to grow your business as a podcast guest.
Yeah. Oh, I'm curious. You know, so we're at our halfway break, and I want to take a second. You know, our listeners have been hearing some of your ideas for about, you know, 15 minutes at this point, and I would love to give them the opportunity. For those of them who are sitting there and wiggling in their seats, excited for the opportunity to talk with you further, is there some way they can get a hold of you so that they can learn a little bit more about what you offer and maybe get some more ideas directly from the horse's mouth?
Very much so. My website is tmschwab.com, and if you go to /black belt, everything that we talk about here today, I'll put in the show notes. And that, so if you're listening to it and you want to look at it tonight, or if you're listening to this 2 years from now, all the information will be right there. The other place that I connect with people a lot is LinkedIn. I love that platform. I'm the only Tom Schwab in Kalamazoo, so I always say what's ordinary to you is amazing to me. So let's connect, and you can make me smarter too.
Awesome. That sounds fabulous. Well, so our listeners, we'll go ahead, we'll repeat that information towards the end of the show, but if you've missed it, you can always come back, grab the recording, and walk yourself through. And we will also grab that information and put it in the Facebook group at the end of the show today. And if you want to go over and grab that, it's www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. I highly encourage you guys, stay in touch with them. So, Tom, getting back to our questions here, because I want to make the most of our time. So you gave us two pedestals for how to grow your business as a podcast guest. Are there any more that you think are really, really pivotal to making a difference?
Yeah, and really it's a 6 steps. And I always say this is a marketing engine, and engines don't work well if you leave out any of the steps. So the first step is always defining who you want to talk to. Who's your ideal customer, your ideal avatar? The second one is defining who you are as an expert and what you have to offer, because that'll be important. The third one is finding the ideal podcasts, the ones that that you can offer value to. Number four is being on the podcast and giving a great interview. Number five is taking people from being listeners to visitors, and then finally taking them from being visitors to your site to leads. And I'll give you an example here. I went and teased those first two of the six, and I'll tell you, there's an infographic that explains all of that, and that's back on my website. So I'm giving you a reason to go back to my website. I'll tell you that there's a free 30-minute training there. It's a free webinar that you can sign up for. It's recorded, and you can listen to it right there. Well, when you go there for that, there'll be where it asks you for your email address too. So with that, I'm offering something of value for something of value, the email address. Now that takes somebody from being a listener to a visitor to a lead. And you can use the same thing in your business. I always give the example, one of the clients we worked with made these quilts where they cut up different things and make a quilt out of it. And she could talk about that they took baby clothes and cut them up, and they made this beautiful quilt out of it. And she'll just throw it, a throwaway term. She'll just say, oh, and if you want to see what it looks like, just come back to the website. Well, everybody wants to see what it looks like because it's so hard to visualize. So that's how she moves people from being a listener to a visitor. And then she'll have other things there that they can download so she can make them into a lead.
Hi. You know, and I know sometimes we'll get people who will sit there and say, well, you know, he's just trying to sell me, I'm not going to do that. And I'm like, you know, just think about this. He's offering a lot of value here, and I highly do encourage our listeners to hop over there and check it out, because if it was tempting to work on you before you realized that this was an actual tactic and not just, you know, this is a tactic that works. And if it was going to work on you, it will work on your clients and your prospects as well.
And full disclosure on this, I try to be as transparent in what I'm doing so you can see how it works. And everything that I teach is on my website for free. It's in blogs. It's all right there. If you want it all packaged together in one place, there's a course. And some people say, hey, could you just do it for me? And we offer that service also. But we've got a book coming out in the spring that got picked up for publishing that goes through this also. But I share all the information freely. There's no secrets. There's no tricks to it. It's really just an engine that we've built and tested and freely share, because as we share it, we learn more things from other people too, and we all get smarter with this.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a huge believer. Mom, I think you've got the next question. Did you...
Well, you know, we have established the value of being a guest on a podcast. So how do you get to be a guest on a podcast besides contacting me and Stephanie or having a friend who says, you really need to get Tom Schwab on your podcast?
Yeah, if you go back to the website, I've got something that's a download, and it's the six secrets. And really, there's no secret to it. I mean, you have to look at what a podcast host, what their motivation is, right? They want to have great content, great guests. It's not like television or radio where if you call up and say, I would like to be a guest, you'll get a call back from the sales department saying, would you like to buy some commercials and then we'll put you on? No, they want content. They want great guests. So the first thing I would say is, put yourself in your customer's shoes. What podcasts are they already listening to? Then listen to them and find out if you would be a good guest for that. And you have a sense, you know, would you mesh well with that? Then try to make a connection with the host. And you don't, nobody likes a cold call. So don't just give a blind email. Reach out to them. Leave a review on iTunes. All hosts love that. Follow them. Make a comment. You know, share the content on Facebook or Twitter so that the host knows who you are first, and then send a personal email out to them that doesn't just sound like a canned email, but make it short and sweet and professional, and just say, this is what I think I could offer your audience. And there's also something called a one-page or a pitch sheet that's very helpful, and it's just a summary of everything about you. So it's got your picture, it's got your company logo, it's got some different facts about you, it's got a quick bio, and then it's got all your contact information. And once again, we've got all the steps on how you can make one of these yourself. First one I ever made was out of Microsoft Word, and it worked perfectly. But it's just a summary that you can give to the podcast host to make it easy for them to say yes. You don't want to give them a 10-page email on why you would be a great guest. And then ultimately, always remember that your reason to be on a podcast is not to sell to, it's to make the host look like a genius for having you on there. And if you can do that and add value to the host, then you're adding value to the audience also. And so those are some high-level ones. I would say the tactics to really get down into it, if you want to be on a podcast, I'd go over to iTunes and just look at what different podcasts are there. Look out or look for the new and noteworthy. These are podcasts that have only been out for about 90 days. And so chances are they're going to be easier to get onto, but they're up and comers. And just reach out to two or three of those and get some experience there. Because this isn't a game of numbers. It's really a game of focus. And I always use the example. I've been on a podcast before where there was probably 50,000 downloads. I probably got a handful of leads out of it because it was a very general subject. I was on another podcast where the host swore she got 300 downloads, and she was almost apologetic about it. Well, from that podcast, I got 150 leads. Because those were my ideal people that I were talking to. So you can do the same thing. You don't need to be on the biggest show. You just need to be on the show where, you know, you can talk to your ideal customers. And have fun with it. I always say your first interview will be your worst one, but you can learn from there. And once again, if you come back to the site, we've got a checklist of everything you need to do as you prepare to be a podcast guest. And I wish I could say that I knew all those before I started, but most of them came from trial and error. You know, funny little things where it's like, huh, I never thought about that. Yeah, Dropbox going on my computer. And sure enough, one time somebody sent me a large video file, and all of a sudden it started clicking with my computer. And the the connection went bad. And I'm like, how did that happen? Well, now guess what? That's on the checklist to always take your Dropbox sync and put that to pause beforehand. So just little things like that, just to make sure that your first interview goes great and all of them after that go just as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we're at our 5-minute mark, so we've got to start wrapping things up here. But what is the number one piece of advice or takeaway that you could share for people who are looking at wanting to start developing their inbound marketing, but more than that, start developing being a podcast guest as one of their inbound marketing techniques?
Yeah, and I would say this advice goes for anything. If you're bricks and mortar, if you're on a podcast, even if you're writing a blog, even if you're knocking on doors in a neighborhood, decide who it is that's your ideal customer, who it is that you want to serve. Make sure that you've really defined that, because after that it becomes very easy. You know what podcast to go on, you know what questions they'll have, you know what resources they'll need. So it comes back to putting yourself in your ideal customer's shoes. And just remember that we have the opportunity here probably to talk to, 3 billion, 4 billion people in the world? But
right.
You don't need to talk to 3 billion people. You don't need to talk to 100 million. You only need to figure out what your small niche is, and that could be 1,000 people. And if you can serve those people better than anyone else, you could have a very, very profitable and successful and gratifying business.
Yeah, you know, one of the things lots of people like to tell me, remind me, and for a while when people were telling me this, I was getting frustrated with it. And then the more I realized, hey, there actually is some value in it, I just need to apply to my business. There's more money in niches. There's more money in having a specialized, you can even if it's just 1,000 people, if you are the best supplier for those 1,000 people, there's more money there than there is being a jack of all trades, doing anything, everything for everyone.
Yeah.
So I highly, highly recommend. You know what, guys, I would even recommend, go back and listen to this podcast again. I think you'll get something valuable out of it, even the second and third time around. You know, one of the things we've learned is that you're always at a different place in your life. And so you can go back and listen to something you listened to or read. You know, I read Think and Grow Rich for the first time as a freshman in college. I go back now and I'm rereading it through it again, you know, about 8 years later. And I'm going, holy crap, this guy's a genius. He's even smarter than I originally thought he was. Wow, I don't remember him talking about that. Oh, my gosh, this is amazing. You change, you grow, and you will view the world. You'll view the information you pick up differently as well. So just a couple quick reminders for you guys. Go back, listen to this one again. Check out our group, and we'll post a link to this as well as the contact information. www.facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. The website to get in touch with Tom is tmschwab, S-C-H, S as in Sierra, C as in Charlie, H as in hotel, W-A-B, B as in boy, .com. Shoot him an email, tom@tmschwab.com. And Tom, what was that link specifically for the Black Belt Selling guests again?
Sure. If you just go to tmschwab.com/blackbelt, we'll have everything that we talked about here. And Stephanie and Anna, I had such a great time here. And thank you for inviting me on. And I look forward to helping any of your listeners in any way they can that would help their business.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited about this. Guys, don't forget to join us again next week. We're going to be talking about 10 systems you can use in your business to generate more leads. We're coming up on the end of the first month of the year very quickly. You do not have long to set up your entire year, because guess what? In 2 weeks, your year is 1/12 over. Don't waste that. Make the most of it. Start bringing those leads in quickly and effectively. To next week, 10 systems to generate more leads. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so glad that Daryl connected us. I think you added a lot of value for our guests. I appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Thank you very much. The only thing would have been better is if we could have done it live together in Texas.
Well, next time you'll have to come down. We've got plenty of space for you. You can visit the Alamo when you're done.
Perfect.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, we are on our last 10 seconds here, so thank you guys so much for joining us this week. thank you for being our followers, our listeners. You guys make us what we are. We look forward to bringing you great value again next week. For now, I'm Stephanie, here for Anna. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas, joined today by Tom Schwab. Make it a great week.